Blog Talk Radio.
Not today. Not today. What up, what up, what up? How y'all doing out there?
Wagwan, breezy man.
That was me a little while ago. I was definitely in Belize having some fun with myself. Doing a lot. Doing a lot. Doing a lot. I was doing a lot.
I'm hating. I can't go nowhere yet, but I will be. End of July, we out here in these streets. What up?
Oh, how y'all doing today? Welcome to BSing with Breezy and my good fella, homie. Who is it?
It's Miss Prince.
What? Hey. We got a
hi, Prince.
How you doing, Miss T, baby?
Wonderful. How are you?
I can't complain, yeah. Everything's irie.
Yeah.
I'm Jamaican for 5 seconds. Jamaican.
Speaking of Jamaican, Belizeans and Jamaicans are not that far off, actually. I realized this week. They are not that far off.
In what way?
Well, you know, the hustle, you know, Belizeans were on it. You know, I mean, and Belize dollars was one to every U.S. I mean, it was two to every U.S. $1. So, you know, people were definitely more adamant about me giving them American money than Belizean money, even though I had exchanged my money in the airport for Belizean money. So they were disappointed. Like, oh, you give me Belizean money when I had American money, too. So they were not. They were like, oh, this black dude understood the assignment before he got here. They did not like that. They did not like that. Oh, man. Educator Gwen, is school out yet, Gwen?
School's out for summer.
Oh, shit.
Nobody be more happy about school being out than school administrator.
This is very much
I am the summer school administrator this year, but I do teach ninth grade during the year. We had a good crop of freshmen this year, so I won't complain, but it is time to reset, recharge, and look forward to another new wonderful school year.
I'm feeling that. Welcome to the show, T9. How do you pronounce your name? How do you pronounce your name?
It's Tanine.
It's Tanine? Tanine, people see you.
Also known as Miss T.
Miss T, yeah. Tell us about you. What do you do for a living? You can also lie about it. We don't really care on this show. We're going to talk about it no matter what.
Currently, I am a pimp.
Okay. All right. Then roll pimping.
And how many doors are in your stable of pimp T?
Right now, I have 3.5.
Okay.
And this economy. Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, 3.5, and I am working on another solid two.
So you have 3 and a possible.
Three and a possible.
Like spades out here. Okay.
Definitely like spades,
gang. No renege. Nice. Well, if they're prostitutes, they're going to have to renege. You know, that's just part of the game, baby.
I mean, yeah, that's all.
Sure.
So I heard. I don't know nothing. I'm a square.
True.
So I'm currently taking, you get what I'm saying, a backhand class so I can perfect my backhand.
I know some people who help you with a backhand. They kiss their pinky ring first, and then they do a backhand. It's actually pretty fly.
Let me write that down because I got to get a pinky ring now.
Yes. Wait, are you pimping out a pinky ring? That's the pimp starter kit.
I'm like a beginner. You get what I'm saying? I'm just now.
I get it. You gotta read a Donald Goins book, and then you'd be straight for a good year and a half. Then you gotta watch the Mac. That'll get you another year of pimping. And then.
Oh, I watched the Mac. I've actually seen the Mac like 3 times.
Oh, you're good then. That's a good 3 years of pimping. So, yeah, you're good. Today's topic is it was all good, and then I found out. Or it was all good until I found out. I'm gonna go first because this story is near and dear to me for a couple of reasons. One, you always think you're too good for the game. Like, that would never happen to me. And it happened to me. All right. So me and this girl was kicking it. And I have to be honest with you. Let me be clear. At the time, I was attending college. Okay. In college, there were no black girls that liked me in college. Okay, be honest with you. Okay. I was a fat white girl magnet. Keep it real with y'all right now. Okay. All the black girls in my life when I was in college, they wanted a soldier. Let me see your grill. They wanted your status wasn't hood. Those were the songs out when I was in college. Okay. They were not checking for black dudes who had education. Let me just preface my statement by saying that. Okay. I was not ghetto enough with my fleece collar and my, sweater vest to be hood. Even though I slapped somebody, I just did not look like I could sell drugs. Anyway, so with that being said, I was in college and I had a little booty call. Okay. And at the time, I didn't know what this meant. But she asked me, would I mind being a young bull? I did not know what this term meant at all until I got years older. I found out that bulls are young black men who plant seeds in white women. And they are directed by white men to go and get their seed planted in, like, into white women. Hence the term young bulls. So she asked me, in so many words as a college student, to impregnate her with my black baby.
I was today years old when I found that out because I didn't even know that that meant that.
So,
let me ask you something, DK, before you continue.
Yes.
Did she have a Queen of Spades tattoo by chance?
So she did not, but looking at her Facebook later on in life, she has multiple Queen of Spades tattoos.
All right.
So at the time, no. But now I've seen at least 7 of them. I did not know. So it was all good until she wanted me to impregnate her. Now, mind you, we did not have sex because at the time, I've been seeing No Kids since No Kids Left Behind Act, which was easily the 90s. So I've been seeing No Kids since the No Kids Left Behind, and I believe in leaving kids on her left behind. So with that being said, I hope y'all caught the joke. With that being said,
you whack for that, fam.
What?
She's so whack for that. I mean, she's so whack for that.
Anyway, it was going really. It was going really well. She was hooking up. You know, she had a good meal card. I was eating really good on the meal card. She was like, after practice, rubbing my leg and back. It was great. It was great until she wanted to have babies by me. You know, I egged the stage left, literally.
She went to
it was okay. It was okay for her to share, you know, her cute steak and you know, chicken with you.
But the thing was, she didn't want me to even have a part. I was like, wait, so you want to be together? She was like, no, I just want a baby by a black man.
Like, specifically, though.
Yeah, they did.
I was 20. I was 22. I didn't know that white women was openly just making on me. That white women just openly was trying to have baby by black dudes. Okay, I didn't know that until I seen, what's the movie? with Hell Rail, with Little Rail, was the TSA. Yes.
Some TV shit.
No, it was the movie with the when they flashed them, the guy when they did take a picture and everybody came back. The black dudes were getting milked by the white people. They were getting like sold. What was it? He did Nope after this. What was the first one called?
Get Out.
Get Out. Yes, I didn't know.
Wow.
That happened until Get Out.
Yeah, that wasn't her trying to get his baby. She wanted his body to put a white person
in it. I mean, I felt the same thing. I feel like they want to breed our bodies. They don't want to breed us. They just want our athletic ability.
No, she wanted to stick into the patriarchy by putting out biracial children into the world, and she wanted to make her dad mad.
What?
Because he didn't buy her a Porsche for graduation.
What?
You gotta go through like the Reddit rabbit holes in order to, you know, get.
Because that's some new shit I've never heard of. That's some new shit I haven't even thought about or heard of.
Phenomenon. You gotta do your black dark web search. No pun intended.
I'm scared of that. I'm not scared, but yeah, it was all good until she made me want to have a baby by me, which is very weird. You're a Gwen. It was all good until what happened, Gwen. And don't give us when she climbed through the window while you was mid having stroke. Because, by the way,
I told you that in confidence, man.
Listen,
come
here.
Come on now.
You did not. Yeah, no, that was not. That was on wax. Listen, here's why I know it's going to whack. About 20 people have asked me, was that story true? And I was like, Gwen says it. It's pretty true.
I was probably sleepy when I told that story.
But people
it did happen. But that wasn't even an all good until. It was all good until. So I was dating this one guy. We were in the beginning stages. Very nice dude. Not really my type, but I was like, let me date outside my type and stop sticking to my type, which is like dark skinned, full beard, and yummy, thick, strong, Duke Winston linebacker looking dude.
Gotcha.
So I went against type. Gentleman, treated me very well, went on dates, didn't ever have to pay for anything,
right.
Good contact and all this other thing. So fast forward 8 months into our courting, I decide to indulge him in some physical pleasures. That night we had went bowling. I beat him in bowling. Didn't mean to, but I whooped his ass in bowling. We were at the Landmark. Got on the air hockey table, whooped his ass in air hockey. I guess he was feeling some kind of way because he just started acting funny. Went to shoot darts, whooped his ass in darts. He was like, is there anything you can't do? I was like, why are you mad? I was like, are you really throwing the temper tantrum right now? So in the back of my head, I'm like, he's going to fuck this up and dry up my cooch. Even to fuck this up, but I was on like a voluntary celibacy streak for a minute. I think I was rounding maybe a year or two.
Okay.
So I was like, he's earned the privilege to experience all that is Gwen's glory. So, it comes time to do the jig. The lights is off. I'm like, dude, turn the lights on. And he's like, oh, no, I like it in the dark. I'm like, all right. So, hand him the young Jimmy. I'm like, strap up, soldier. And next thing I know, he hops on top. I don't feel it. He goes, and it's over. I kid you not, in less than 90 seconds.
Damn it.
He lost an order for
it. Another one bites the dust.
I turn the lights on, and he's still full mask, but it's no longer than, like, maybe it didn't come past my thumb. And this is with a quick visual reference, but it was very, very small.
So he was what I call now a push pop.
A push
pop. He was a ring pop,
A ring pop.
A ring pop. Yes.
That's what a push pop is. I was stunned into silence. You know me. I'm very talkative. I'm a Gemini gang. Shout out to my Gemini gang season. But I was literally stunned into silence. He had the nerve to roll over and go to sleep.
What?
But he did something. And I'm not a size queen. I've had small dudes that put in the fucking work.
Right.
But dude was literally like, and rolled the fuck over. And I was like, bro. I was like, you all right?
I broke my celibacy for this bullshit.
For that. And that was just the ancestors telling me to stop dating outside my type. I said, like, the moral of the story is, stick with what you know and let your intuition guide you towards what it is you want out of life.
I'm trying to think if a girl beat me in all the sports and all the games that they've been busting. I think the bedroom is where I would have took all my anger off losing those sports.
Hello.
I would have been like, okay, you won all those games.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, he mad. He gonna prove something.
Yeah, that would have been my first thing,
And it was like,
He was still pouting in the dark.
No, I'm here's the thing. I'm gonna make an excuse for him. Okay.
No.
This is what happens with guys sometimes. Okay.
No, I know what you're gonna say.
What?
I know what you're gonna say because it's happened to me. Sometimes the first time is whack because they either too nervous or they too whatever, they too excited and like,
hell
no. It's more simple than that, Gwen. It's more simple than that, Gwen. It's more simple than that.
Bring you back 10 minutes later and it's like all good, round two. But that didn't happen.
He rolled over and went to sleep.
And in my head, I heard the PETA song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Gwen. Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
That's a tragedy. Yeah, that is a tragedy.
I'm
sorry you had to go through that.
That's what I get for thotting, I guess. I don't know.
You know, it's a little bit off subject. Here's the thing, Miss Quinn. From the time you said let's go bowling tonight, he was like, this is the night. So at that point, his penis got hard. So let's say you made plans at 4:30. Say, you know what, at 4:30, you say, you know what, let's meet at 7. At 5:15, his dick got hard because he was like, maybe this is the night. So y'all went bowling. Well, listen, slow down. So this is what happens. At 5:15 in your head as a guy, you're like, this might be the night. So you put on special draws. You know what I'm saying? You shave yourself, hopefully, if you got some respect for yourself. You know what I mean? You put extra detergent. You do a 4 or 5 rinse cycles down there to ensure that it'd be squeaky clean by 11 p.m. when she decides to get some head. Okay? So they went and played some darts, and they went and played and went bowling, and they went to a bar, right? We're talking about right now he's on 6 hours of hard-on, okay, or potential hard-on because, again, let's just say Gwen wore a dress. We know how Gwen is built. Gwen has a big old butt. Oh, yeah! So let's just say, throughout this night, he's getting glimpses of Gwen's glory in his head. This might be the night. There's flirting going on. There's some hugs. There's some, you know, the touch barrier been broken around 7:30. Okay? This guy is working on 4.5 hours of hard-on. Okay? Then let's mention that they finally get to the point. Then Gwen is naked at this point. So all the stuff he pictured is now coming to fruition. Gwen is now new. Gwen is now looking like the chocolate goddess in which she is. Then he finally jumps in the honeycomb, and the honeycomb hideout ends up being a little warmer than he thought it was going to be. So we are giving this guy a lot of grief because he was a thumbprint, dick-sized Minuteman. But in reality, he needs a medal for keeping a heart on for 6 hours and not coming in his own pants.
Not for me, you don't.
No.
We can't even prove
a 6-hour
hard-on.
So, therefore, it does not exist.
Well, it's in 4 hours. You got to call a doctor. Ain't no nigga call no doctor in 4 hours. But, well, Miss T, the reason you're on the show because you got an extensive story, a very extensive, funny one. But let's start with some background on Miss T. Miss T, are you currently single?
I am single.
Miss T, okay. What is your favorite category, characteristic of the guy that is not physical?
Humor.
Humor. Humor. Have you ever been married, Miss T?
No.
Engaged?
Twice.
Ooh. All right, we will get back to that. Engaged twice. Do you have any children? Are they grown or young?
They're adult.
They're adult children. Okay. So what is your age dating range? Let's not say maturity, because obviously maturity comes in all shapes and sizes.
No.
But what is your age dating range?
My age date range currently.
Yeah, currently.
29 to 53.
Okay. The bra. Okay. Now, what is your best quality that's not physical?
I would also say humor.
Humor. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, if we had to have a celebrity type, or a type of guy that you like, are we talking Ice Cube's son? Are we talking, I don't know, Will Smith? What are we looking at here?
Currently, I think my biggest attraction or crush is, Da Vinci.
Okay.
Da Vinci.
Okay. For people who don't know who Da Vinci is, tell us who Da Vinci is.
Da Vinci is an actor who has played in the All-American series, most noted now or widely noted for his role in BMF, the BMF series. He plays Terry Flannery.
Gotcha. Let me go.
So he is, I'm not going to say up and coming, but more so popular.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
Oh, he's pretty. Yeah,
he's fine.
That's
all right. Okay, I get it. So, with that being said, it was all good. Now, is this recent? Just old? Give
no,
us a time.
This is old.
All right, give us a time frame. All right, the floor is okay. Yours to explain to you. It was all good until blank. We're ready.
So I was with a guy. Probably before I found out, I'm going to say almost about a year.
Okay.
On average.
A year and sexually?
When I, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, was money involved? Did you pay rent? He paid rent? We got it. All this stuff matters to people.
Lisa, no. So
okay.
We live together.
Okay.
We did not live together. All right. I paid my bills. He paid it. So, I mean, he looked out or whatever. But
I got
I mean,
you. Okay.
That's not what I was, you know. He was fun, I guess, so to speak, or whatever. He was a hood dude.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm attracted to bad boys, low-key.
Okay.
But, so, when I met him, I knew he had four children.
Okay.
Two almost adult children and two younger children.
Were they younger than your children at the time?
Yeah, my kids were older than everybody.
Okay, just make it, okay. All right.
Yeah. And so, he was going to court for what I believe to be the youngest.
Okay.
Child.
Okay.
And so, I'm just thinking, you know, he painted this whole picture of, you know, going through all these problems with baby mama, blah, 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 whatever. So,
right. Okay.
I'm believing this or whatever. I'm talking about where it would be days where, you know, I'd be like, oh, how sport, you know what I'm saying? So he'll tell me, like, I got sports today, blah. Oh, yeah, she just show up and blah, 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 whatever. I was like, oh, okay, you know. So fast forward a couple of months or whatever, he ended up getting caught up in a little jam or whatever and went to jail. So he was in the counseling jail. So he had told me, he was like, you know, I need you to go over by my grandmother's house. I need you to get all my stuff or whatever. But he didn't want, you know, additional family members like going through his shit. Cool, whatever. So, you know, the family was familiar to me. I go over, grab his stuff. You know, I'm not trying to do nothing neat. Like packing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just getting his stuff. I'm throwing stuff in bags or whatever. And so, you know, all his paperwork was like all kind of like in one area, one general area, whatever. So I throw it in bags or whatever. I go home. So now I'm taking everything out the bag and kind of like just, you know, so they bags just laying around or whatever until he get out. And so I'm looking at the paperwork or whatever. So I come across some cheap paper. So I know what child support papers look like because I done been in child support.
Right.
You know, a child support case before. So I look at some papers. Now I know the baby mama's name and the kid's name, which is a little girl. So I see paternity results or whatever that was his, you know, and it was a boy's name. So I, you know like, go down the paper or whatever, and then or go back up to the, you know, the top or whatever, and see the mother's name, which wasn't who the baby mom was. So I said, oh. So I said, I know him. I book a visit ASAP, actually. And so I go, and I was like, you know, anything you want to tell me? Because I got to give you the opportunity. He like, no. You okay? What's up?
So let me just to recap.
Oblivious.
Just to recap, he think you coming to like see your man, like my baby hold me down. She better come see me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me know we good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Quinn. How good are you at jail visits? Are you a jail visit kind of girl?
I've never dated anyone that went to jail.
Really?
Yes.
And you like dark skinned dudes? I'm just playing. Oh, okay.
<He's> black motherfucker.
All right, I'll just ask you. All right, go ahead, Tini.
Anyway, so, I mean, let's just say at this big old age of mine, I am, like, here, recovered and delivered from
I got you.
Jail visits.
I got you. So you go to jail.
Amen.
So I go.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, you know, anything you want to tell me? He was like, nah. He was like, what? I was like, I don't know, the baby? He immediately says, the baby girl name.
Right.
I said, no. He said, oh, like, matter-of-factly, like, oh, it said the baby, you know, the little boy's name.
Right.
like, oh, you, oh, him. I said, when is this? Now, mind you, let me just say, none of these kids were, like, had on me. These are kids that were already in existence. But my thing is, if I know you only got four kids, right?
Right.
So now this makes number five. So I'm pissed more so not about you having a baby, but the fact that you lying about this shit. You lying. You talk about you going to court for this little girl every day, you know, or whatever, every court.
Right.
So I'm pissed more so because you lied to me.
Right.
Why do you feel like the need to have lied to me? He was like, oh, right. For no reason. Exactly. So he was like, you know, oh, just, you know, all the shit that was going on, I just thought, you know, it was a lot on the plate or whatever. I didn't really know how you was going to react. I thought, how can I get mad about kids that belong to you?
True.
You get what I'm saying? True. But don't
true.
Lie about them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I was mad for a minute or whatever. So, but I was still talking to him. He ended up getting out. He didn't stay in jail long or whatever. And getting out or whatever. And then some papers, some more child support papers come to the house. Who are, you know, these are already established. You know how child support sends you, I guess, papers about, not updates. I don't know what it is. Like, they come in a white envelope or whatever.
I know
these
what it
like,
is. It's tri-fi.
I don't know, whatever they are.
Right.
So, yeah, so several came, but it was for three different kids than these five.
So, in his head, he murdered off three of his seven children.
And I don't, yeah, because it's like, even when I asked him at the jail visit, I'm like, is one of my kids I need to know about? He was like, no. This would have been your prime opportunity to say, well, number three. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I get 100%.
Lying about kids. Like,
you just out here
lying about kids. And then, besides everything,
off.
Out of 8 kids, it was 7 baby mamas.
Damn!
It's raw dog in here.
Yeah,
raw dog in
that thing.
Oh, man. Oh, baby, I like it
like,
more.
What? Right.
What?
I was like, no.
Baby,
no.
I like it more.
Wow.
He is the prime example. He's the poster child of, I ain't like them other niggas and be the leader of them other niggas.
That's like the, oh, they got to tell themselves that. They're talking to themselves. They're not talking to you.
Oh, that is a lot.
Right,
because
I was like, oh, no.
That is a lot.
The M is silent. I am like them.
That's a lot. So a guy
had. At that point, I didn't even know what. I was, like, bigger disturbed at the lying if it was the fact that you got something, you got a football team, a baseball, I don't even know, what's the
you gotta start? You got a starting five, a six man, and a seven guy.
You know what I'm saying, or whatever, right?
You got an NBA roster.
You got a matching baby mama lineup.
You can feel a baseball diamond.
For sure. And none of the baby mamas contacted you like, hey, you rent dick. Like, hey. I like him.
No, and what was so crazy though, I'm talking about true story for real. Like, I'm cool with his the baby mamas I do know. Like, I'm cool with the baby, even when me and him fell out and all that over there, like, I'm still cool with the baby mama.
That's crazy. I don't know how you hide.
And the thing is I don't have no attachment. None.
Right. I don't know how you hide children. Like my,
how do you hide children? But you know what?
Sir,
while we're talking about, but listen, honestly, can I just like tell another little story?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Related, similar. So this was in my late 20s. I was dating this guy, and we ended up falling out. Like, we fell out, stopped talking to him. I was like, he would like show up at my mama's house or whatever.
What?
You know, crying, begging, pleading, all this shit, right?
At your mama's house?
So then, yeah, so I was kind of dissing him.
Kind of coochie you got.
Like,
okay, never mind.
I was dissing him for like, you get what I'm saying, about a month after the breakup or whatever. Like, I wasn't fucking with him no more. And so then, he, I agreed to let him take me out to dinner, right?
Yeah.
I said, okay. So he came and got me, take me out to dinner, come to find out, like, he came and got me and his, the girl that he was fucking with right after me in her car.
Oh!
Right. So he was like, I got to make a stop or whatever before we go. I said, okay, cool. So he pulls up to where he needs to go. He runs in into an apartment building or whatever. So I'm sitting in the car. And it was a gym bag in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it was hers or whatever. I started going through, I went through the bag. From across pregnancy paper. So I said, wow. Hey, he's doing all this fucking or whatever. He done got this shit pregnant. That was my mindset when, you know, my thought. So he come back to the car, whatever. I'm not saying nothing. I'm keeping this to myself. I don't even know how I can make it through dinner because I'm pissed because I really want to confront him.
Right,
so eventually when I did confront him about it, right, I said, you're doing all this extra bullshit. Popping up to my mama's house and crying and talking about how you miss me and you want me and blah, blah, blah. I was like, and you got this pregnant. Nah, whatever. Like, he's going on a tangent. Do you know he, even when the baby was born, he denied the baby that the baby was his. She done named the baby after him, all this or whatever. He went so far as to, like, a few months after the baby was born or whatever, he had one of his younger cousins on three-way calling me and talk about some paperwork, lying, saying some paperwork came to his aunt's house or whatever, and it turns out the baby's not his.
Wait, pause the story. Time out, 1 second, hold thought.
Psychotic.
You telling me this guy wanted to prove to you that the baby was not his so bad he had a little cousin or sister acting as the girl.
No, not acting as the girl, but saying that she saw paperwork that came to the house that said that the baby wasn't his, like supposedly paternity test paperwork.
That is
and that she's changing, and that she's changing the baby's name or whatever. And I told him, I said, stop right there. I said, you sick as fuck. How? I said, who in a sane mind is going to deny their own kid? I said, not even for me. Because who the fuck am I?
Well, apparently you're sitting on the gold mine because apparently people are going crazy lying about kids about you. So when we do a single show, we are going to put We put Miss T on the single show because clearly people are lying to get in their vagina or lying about having kids to get in their vagina. So we are definitely.
Abortion is crazy.
Yeah.
How are you just going to say that's not your kid in this?
Right.
And then
I'm talking about the baby is a junior. He wrote a junior named after.
She did that shit on purpose. I ain't even mad. She did that shit on purpose.
You're claiming this shit for real.
Right.
You know, and one of my favorite shows, Paternity Court. I ain't gonna lie to you. One of my favorite shows is Paternity Court. And when I hear this, I just think about all the funny shows on Paternity Court. And I'm like, oh, Mr. Sage. But then you come with this, Miss T, and it's not. It's actually real.
It's a real true life story. Like, it's
so I got a question. My follow-up question to this is, has this scarred you and Dayton? Like, do you have, like, a whole new, like, questionnaire?
I think it makes me a little more cautious and trying to vet people before, like, I know I have a guard up. I know I do.
Okay.
And I have a guard up where, you get what I'm saying, of course, I didn't want to go through, you know, of course, the base, you know, the hurt and, you know, the disappointments and shit like that or whatever. But I think it has also helped me in being more, I guess it's a gift and a curse, honestly, where I'm more detached than attached.
Okay.
Like for a long time. So it usually be like roles reversed or whatever, where, you know, he all in his emotions and feelings, and I'm like, nigga,
So, and Gwen, this actually came up in Belize, Gwen. Is there pee in the dating pool, Gwen?
It is. I agree.
There is urine, there is emesis. There's fecal matter. There's cryptosporidium. There's delta variant.
For people who don't know, hold on, for people who don't know what crystal beryllium is, in the early, in the mid-90s in Wisconsin, we had bad water from the lake for some reason, and it was called crystal beryllium was in the water. At the time, you had to boil your water to take a shower. It was almost like the Flint shit, except worse. And somehow, we act like it was okay for 6 months. But crystal beryllium was the worst that we had ever felt in the Midwest. Let me just be clear. So take Flint water and multiply it by three. You had that in Milwaukee in the mid-90s. Go ahead. Sorry. We got West Coast viewers, East Coast viewers. They don't remember that crystal beryllium. But I remember it. If you Google it, it's a tragic situation.
So I believe that the dating pool is similar to the movie pool.
The movie pool. Okay. So other people who live in other parts of the country. Moody Pool was a public pool that you would go to when Mama couldn't take you to the nice parts. So Moody Pool, it was definitely in the hood. Actually, I believe Gwen grew up around the corner from Moody Pool, if I'm correct, right?
I did, and I stopped going there because I got felt up on.
That makes sense because you were developed. But however,
I was not developed. I was a boy-chested, this is when I was damn near 10 or 11 years old. I was not developed at 10 or 11 years old.
But Moody Pool was a pool that you went to in the ghetto with your parents, and I'd take you to the other pools that were nicer, say a Hoyt or a Washington Park. It was because in our life, everyone's parents didn't have a car. It was how good your feet worked was determined how far you was going to the pool. So with Gwen living in the middle of the zoo is what they call the area that Gwen grew up. There's actually
It was not the zoo when I lived there. When I got home from college in the early 2000s.
Well, there's a HBO special about Gwen's neighborhood.
What is that
special called? It's called 53210.
53206.
Oh, 06. Yeah, I think it's called 53210.
You said 53210.
I think the document is called
53206.
Oh, it is 06. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't 10. We was
06
adjacent
then. Yeah. That right by the cemetery, which, by the way, Milwaukee has a lot of cemeteries. A person from out of town rode around me in Milwaukee, and I didn't know how many cemeteries we have in the city. I really did not know that we have a lot of cemeteries in the city. Literally, which is weird.
People die every day.
People die to get in there. Anyway, Miss T, Dayton, obviously, be in the pool, crypto thrill in the pool. Is there something
it's
that keeps
pool.
Successful? Is there something that keeps you going back?
Is there something that was?
That keeps you putting your foot in the water or your feet completely out the water? Or are you just...
Low-key, I'm a hopeful romantic.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you use hopeful and not hopeless. Because hopeless romantic...
No.
Hopeless romantic means like you go just take it. Hopeful romantic means like you go like it's going to be good for you. Hopeless sounds bad.
I believe that I still believe in love. I do.
Okay.
But I was just there with maybe like an hour or so ago. I was just talking to folks. I'm sure you get them talking in the background. That's my sister and one of our very best friends, right?
Are they all women over there?
They are women.
All right. You know what? It's time for Interactive Show. Bring them in.
But I was just chatting with them about an hour ago because we were talking about dating and all that or whatever. And I said, you know what? I was like, I have a desire to be, you know, in companionship with someone long term. You're going to say maybe get married one day. I said, but then I am equally okay with just being a fine single auntie that show up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Or whatever. It's just out here dating. You get what I'm saying? I'm okay with it. Like, if it doesn't happen, I'm not distraught about it, but I'm still a hopeful romantic.
So I know you're light-skinned. People who can't see her, she's light-skinned. She's really beige. But are you open to interracial?
I have never dated outside of the black race.
Okay. Well, black or niggas? There's a difference. No,
I've dated both.
There's black and then there's niggas. This is how it goes. Okay. We don't want to admit that. As a culture, we don't want to admit that. But there are black folks, then there's niggas. So there you go.
I mean, okay, so, you know, like, I'm biracial.
Right.
So
didn't know that, actually.
But I am biracial. So I identify with the black side way more than anything. You know, I always say my mama's probably white by skin color. That's it.
Right.
That's it. But I said if I was to ever date a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of have a little swag. You got to kind of tell that he's been around black folks.
Okay.
He's been around some singers, some, you know, whatever. Like
John B.
Like, you got to have, like, John B. backing it up.
Yeah, like John B. backing it up. That's my moniker for white dudes who
got
black.
Honestly, like, even, you get what I'm saying, like how Bubba Sparks was when he was popular in the rap game.
Okay, all right.
Because he's not that same Bubba Sparks now. He, like, Bubba Sparks has turned into whatever the fuck his God-given name is, and that's what he is.
Okay.
He's a white dude now.
I didn't know that. What is Bubba Sparks doing these days? You know what? We got to find out what Bubba Sparks is doing these days. Him and Chingy. I want to know what they're doing right now. Anyway, Ms. Gwen.
Here.
You got some questions for Ms. T? Because she out here single, living it up. You know what I'm saying? Nails done, hair done, everything did.
Well, my hair ain't down right now, but I just took my braids down.
We see potential on the show. We see potential on the show.
Get you a filter, you be all
right. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Well, I got you, okay.
What are you gonna do?
So what are your, I would say, your top three deal breakers when getting to know a dude? Like, when is that in the point where you're like, yeah, this ain't gonna be able, can't do it, not gonna be able to do it?
Number one, hygiene, that's a deal breaker all day. Like, breath stank or... like, not, you can tell that you had a hot dog with some onions on it for lunch. No. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this. Your tongue ain't been brushed, my boy. That is, but then even just hygiene period, like, funky. Like, something ain't, you can tell when somebody bathes.
Right.
Daily, you know, and that is a deal breaker. Now, I would say my second, honestly, would be small kids. I can't do it. I can't do it.
You can't do small kids.
Like, no. Like, you either have to have, if we're dating, you either have to have grown-ass kids or no kids and don't want none because, you know, my uterus is overseas. So,
like, your uterus is overseas?
Like, it ain't no more going on with my uterus.
So that's a freeway. We call that a freeway.
Yeah,
we call that a freeway. That's a freeway.
So, yeah, small kids is a deal breaker for me. I don't want to deal with, I'm not interested in dealing with baby mama shit. I'm not interested in dealing with, you know, oh, I can't do this.
But what's the story?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to compete with, okay, put it to you this way. So a guy I met at Poetry one, this was maybe 2 years ago, or about a year and a half
ago. We're going to get into that in a second, too, by the way.
He was very cute, very attractive. He stepped to me. You get what I'm saying? Very respectful,
mm-hmm.
Like asked for my number or whatever, and we were talking cool or whatever, and then he said, yeah, so I just got custody of my 3-year-old. I was like, ooh.
Looking for mama. Not
going to
be able to
deal with it. And seem right. And so it's like, because I have to look at, and I'm being realistic. People say, oh, that's shallow or whatever. No. It's my reality. My reality is, if I'm going to start getting serious with someone, your 3-year-old becomes our 3-year-old.
True.
My kid's grown.
True.
I don't do little kids like on a regular basis, not on a consistent basis. My idea of little kids is I have a great nephew who is 4.
Right. So here's the
go back home to his parents.
So here's the thing. You don't have a 14-year-old stepmom dream in you?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm just asking. You know what I mean?
Gwen,
what about you? Gwen, you got a 15-year-old stepmom dream in you? I mean, you work with high school kids. If a guy you vibe with, you know, had a 15-year-old son. Is it in you?
It's going to be a case-by-case basis. I can't even operate in a hypothetical.
But what about the guy you're dating right now?
His kids are younger, and I don't have to deal with him. If we're not dating, that's my designated hitter. And
wow.
That's not the same thing.
It's not.
Damn it.
That's not the same.
I hate how you funnel all my comedy towards you, Gwen. Someone trying to make you look bad. Every time I try to make you look bad, you make me look worse. I hate you. Really good, though. You're a designated hitter. Gwynsom, designated hitter. That's actually, only women can say that. A guy can't be like, oh, I got a designated hitter. That's gay.
Sure they can. Well, they won't say designated hitter.
Maybe pinch runner?
Bust it, baby. Designated hitter is just the main equivalent.
Designated hitter sounds way cooler than bust it, baby. Designated hitter sounds discreet. I can say, hey, designated hitter, and no one knows what I'm talking about. I can yell bust it, baby, in the mall, and everybody knows what I'm talking about.
We can use, like, one of the more, like, the
term
that, like, the younger generation,
because
I've even used it. That
could
go both ways for men or women. But my little
yeah-yeah. I did hear about my little
yeah-yeah.
I have a 29 girl.
That's my little yeah-yeah.
My little
yeah-yeah. So what do you like about younger men? Because I can't do it.
It's honestly, like, my attraction has never been for younger men. But him,
what,
I think
what
it's just him. Mean?
Okay.
So him, so the story behind him, I was in a bar and I was a little tipsy, but I wasn't drunk. And I was a little tipsy, and he came in, and
We got to qualify this.
Talk of the town.
When a Wisconsin woman says, I was tipsy but not really drunk, the rest of the country was fucked up. But in Wisconsin, she is okay. So we got to qualify that. Okay?
Yeah, the only issue is her pussy is now talking for her instead of her mouth.
Right. But
she
is at least 9 bottles of something in right now. If Wisconsin girl admits to being tipsy.
It was not. I literally was on my life. I was on my, like, second drink. And so he came in.
At that bar or second drink of the day?
That was the only place I was at.
That's not
pussy
talk to.
So he came in and I looked over and I was like, I said to myself, like, oh, he's cute. You get what I'm saying? Like, it is, you know, he's cute. And so I thought, because I just like to laugh and make people laugh or whatever. So I was like, hey, while I was sipping on my drink, I said, you know, alcohol is bad for you. And he started laughing and he was like, what's that? I said, oh, this apple juice. You know, it's just little, I'm just fucking with him. And so,
you shot your shot. I appreciate that.
What attracted me to him is that after I said that, he leaned over, he said his name and his number, and walked off. I said, oh, he shot his shot like that. I was like, okay, so I, you know,
he was like, yeah, she wants it.
I was thinking that, Gwen, but when I want to say that, it sounds bad. You said it is all accurate.
But I honestly, I wasn't looking at him like that. I just think it was the volume for me. You get what I'm saying? I could tell he was younger. You know, I didn't know exactly how young, you know, or whatever. And so I was just like, okay, it was the volume. So I sent him a text message, you know, like, hey, this me, blah, blah, whatever. I left it alone. The very next day, I was on lunch. I was in a training, and I was on lunch. And I went to the store, and I came out the store, and fuck, I didn't even remember, honestly, what he looked like. Like, if I seen him on the street at that time, I wouldn't have known who he was. I come out the store, a car pulls up, and he was like, hey, Miss Lady, he was like, how you doing? I'm thinking he's just making conversation. So I was like, oh, I'm good. And he was like, okay. He was like, have a good rest of your day. I was like, thank you, too. You know, whatever, he pulls up. Then I get a text message and was like, that just made my day with seeing you. I got all this to do with what? He got game, son. Right. And so
impressive.
We, you know, started conversing or whatever. Like, he was texting me out on dates, you know, breakfast dates, you know, whatever. and was like a man about it, can hold conversation, can, now do I look at him as something can be serious? Nope. But he is great for what it is. You get what I'm saying?
So what's the block?
The block of what?
What's blocking you from it being serious?
I don't want it to be serious. It's probably the age.
Lady with a dead giveaway. I'd have been like, what is she, 12?
Right, you know, but, you know, even, like, he knows how to hold a conversation, he knows how to lead on dates, you get what I'm saying, or whatever, which is cool, and which says a lot about his age.
So why is his age a problem if he's doing everything right? You're going to let a number stand in the way?
Yeah.
Well, he got two young kids.
Ah, there it is.
So it's like, it's cool for what it is. You get what I'm saying? We have fun. We don't title anything. You know, I'm not looking to meet his kids. He ain't looking to meet mine, you know. Well, yeah.
Which begs the question, I don't even want to ask you this question. Give me your age or I'll give me your age.
I'm 44.
Okay.
Looky here. Me too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I do like his approach, and I do like how you handle it. I do want to know, if he didn't have a small children, is that really the deal breaker, though?
It's a main one, though.
But in that event, they don't really have to deal with you, though, right? Like, does he have memory of the weekend? I mean, is he a good father?
Yeah, I was going to say, no, he's an active father. He's a very active father. You get what I'm saying? And this is my thing. Like, I don't want to, reality may sound shallow to somebody else.
We don't give a fuck about them.
It's like, I'm not trying to compete with somebody's kids.
Right.
I got you.
I don't want it to ever be a, you get what I'm saying, like me, somebody could say, hey, you want to go out to eat, you want to go. I don't have no where I got kids and I can't go. I got no sitter or whatever.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, because, yes, I adore that you are an active father, you want to be a father, but I don't want to have to compete for that. If whatever reason why we can't hang out and do nothing because you got the kids.
Right. So she said earlier that if she's feeling somebody like that, she's going to feel like those her kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
Janine, Greg, so we got Greg from Massachusetts, because I can't say Massachusetts. Greg from
Massachusetts
said, she sounds like a baddie. How can I find her?
Greg did not say that.
I'm just giving you what the viewers say.
She sounds like a baddie. How can I find her?
He's a mess. I'm just telling you what the people tell me.
Hmm.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram is MissP2478.
All right. Well, if you get some weird inbox from some guy who looks like a pastor, that's...
Oh, my God.
Don't send a dick pic, Courtney. Don't send a dick pic, Courtney. I'm just giving you what the people give me.
I don't care what it looks like.
I'm just giving you what the people give me. All right. Well, I like the way you go about your approach to dating, actually. Normally, people get on here, and then we sift through all the bullshit, and then we figure out that they're the issue. But today, we really found out that you are actually not the problem, and you have the right to speak on the dating pool Crypto Feridium, which is impressive. Again, you know yourself. Again, a guy from Massachusetts, good luck with this. Do you fly? Let's see.
She flew it out.
Do you fly?
Do I fly? Yeah. I do fly.
You ever been flewed out?
From Massachusetts.
You ever been flewed out? I mean, have you ever been to Boston? You ever seen the rest of them?
I've been flewed out before.
Have you ever been to Boston?
Only when I was a truck driver.
She drives trucks, so she fight niggas. Just know that.
Girl who drives trucks fight niggas.
And she's the Wisconsin resident, so she got a gun. Just so you know, Mr. Boston Mass guy. If he really, really does send you Instagram, we want to know what happens. We want to know. We want screenshots and we want to follow up. Because on the show, we're all about black people connecting if he's black. He looks black. He's like a pastor. I'm not going to lie to you. He looks like T.D. Jakes, lost a little weight. So he's in between T.D. Jakes and what's the other guy's name who's got the big head now with all the throat? Our leader, the black dude, he's our leader. What's his name? Reverend Sharpton. He's the mix between, yeah, he got Al Sharpton and T.D. Jakes in him right now. If they had a baby, it would look like.
He don't have the perm.
He does not have the perm. He bald.
Al Sharpton.
No, he bald.
Al Jakes looking at him.
By the way, you know that only in the Midwest, the looking ass is part of the joke. In California, Arizona, Vegas, the looking ass part of a joke is not present. They don't know what that means. Only in the Midwest can we say, stable looking ass and looking ass mean part of the joke. No one else uses looking ass the way we use looking ass.
What's that?
No, because I'm going to say looking ass, they'd be like John, or they'd be like, you know, boy, or they'd be like, you know. We just say looking ass.
But that started
no,
like,
look a boy. Look a boy.
Yeah. But looking ass, nigga,
like
is all of us.
Young Zach. I think started that, didn't he?
Listen, looking ass nigga is a Midwest Milwaukee term. Now, people say it the country way, but looking ass nigga, if you could just say looking ass nigga, is Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit.
Oh.
I learned that in California.
And then you ain't even got to put nothing in front of it.
Right.
You ain't
got to
put nothing in front of it.
Oh,
looking ass. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you can just be like looking ass, and everybody's like, oh,
looking ass.
Anyway. Ms. Nguyen, do you want to get into some of the fan mail on Ms. T?
Yeah, let's get into some fan mail on BSN with Breezy.
Fan mail.
It's still in the works. We haven't figured out the jingle. You want me to read them off or not?
You can just kick the first one off. Yeah, kick the first one off.
All right, the first one. Dear BSN, my partner is a short man. He pleases me in other ways, but sometimes I want to be dicked down. He has told me to introduce toys, but I have the sneaky feeling he's threatened by them. What should I do to get penetration without the stipulation?
I guess I got questions on how long they've been together, because I don't even know how she ended up with a push pop and staying with a push pop.
Because she said that he pleases me in other ways.
And what, I mean, I don't know what, I don't... Yeah, that might be a deal breaker for me. But, I mean, if that's what you're set on is whatever the other pleasurable ways, you get what I'm saying, but you want to be dicked down, push pop ain't going to be able to do the job.
Yeah, and so, I think the only issue is that she thinks that he's threatened by toys.
Now, I had an ex before who was threatened by a toy, and then he actually started to like it, like using it on me, so... I mean, I would say just try it. He might frown up. He might get an attitude first. He might find ways to try to engage him. And he
What I find interesting is that she said he told her to introduce the toys. So why does she feel like he's threatened? It sounds like the right conversation hasn't taken place.
I agree. I also think that... because I watch a lot of porn, I think the penis pump might help. I mean, an extra inch or two, it can work wonders. You never know.
And I was going to say, if he said toys, though, he kept it kind of general. It's a lot of different toys.
True.
So maybe it's not just like a dildo, and maybe he's looking into other toys.
Cool disclosure, my college roommate had something called the rib tickler. I didn't know what it was, but then I found out what it was. It was hilarious. It was like an attachment. It was hilarious.
An extendo.
I didn't know.
They
was,
find out they got extendo dicks.
They do. Shout out to Ryan. Anyway.
Shout out to Ryan.
But
what did you say, Breezy?
Yeah, right. My old called the rib tickler. I don't know about this one. Here's why I don't know. I feel like she compares him to her other lovers. So she says that, like, oh, he still satisfied me, but I just have that inkling that. Back of her head, there's a guy who's to fuck her brains out, and she ain't had that in a while.
Well, maybe he really do have a push pop.
I'm just saying he has a push pop, but I'm saying I think that she...
A push pop is never a comparison to any man that you
But what I'm saying is that when she gets naked, she wishes that that one dick that she had that one day is coming out the drawers, and it's not. And that is where the error is. The error isn't that she's being pleased. The error is that there is a memorable dick that she's not getting anymore.
The itch is not being,
it's not being scratched.
He's not knocking the bottom out.
Correct.
Right.
And I'm assuming
I'm
that her...
I'm curious to know what other ways he's pleasuring her that keeps her...
He probably
must be crazy.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah.
In a booty
hole. Yeah, all of it. Yeah. You already know.
I mean, hurt.
Yeah.
For people
around
her.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Listen, two inches away. Okay, sometimes you gotta go grocery shopping. Sometimes you gotta go grocery shopping. That's all.
No. Then my booty hole wrong. All right, moving on. Next question. Our next letter.
2 inches away.
Dear B. Essie, my wife insists on inviting her ex-husband to our major family function. We had a... Okay, and they said vowel renewal, but it was probably a vowel.
V-O-W. Okay.
Renewal, celebrating 2 years, and she sent him an invite. Jesus Christ. They have children, although one is not an adult. They're 16. She is constantly inviting him to our game nights and also our barbecues and other events. She said they're just friends, but they were divorced over 14 years ago. When does it stop? She claims I'm being unreasonable and insecure, but he has no business remaining in our family's precious moment.
Now, I believe that I'm kind of with him on this one, because unless it has been just a blended family from the beginning and,
right,
like, they, you know, kind of got along and all that or whatever, but if it has something to do specifically with the children, I believe that he could be invited. Now, the family functions or whatever, like, why is he, you know, game night, like he was saying, game night or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of a stretch, and that is borderline disrespectful if he's expressed that, you know, like, it's an uncomfortable, it has to be an uncomfortable feeling. But, I think it's a stretch to invite him to everything.
Yeah, why do you have to come see us renew our vows? That's weird, bro, and I hate using that word, but that shit is weird.
I agree. So that's the thing that I would have definitely been on her side with this one, because I believe adults can't have friendships, but that renewal thing is like, what? That's
like,
more than a stretch.
For what?
Y'all birthday divorced.
Parties, right. Birthday parties for the 16-year-old or event, graduation.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
But you don't need to come see me rededicate myself
to somebody else. So.
Is he got a cuck fetish or what?
Man, I don't know. It's really fucking... You're right.
Yeah,
the word weird.
You're happy with a whole other family.
Oh, it stresses me out because... She didn't specify what happened is that I emailed the lady back. Like, can we talk about all this? Because does he have a wife? I had some follow-up question that she did not get back to me about. But the question I really have is, does he have a family? Because what does his side say? Like, hey, hun, I'm going to a vow renewal for my ex-wife. Do you want to come? Or does he, like, you stay at home? Like, how does that work?
Giving polyandry.
It does. White Lotus vibes. Giving a wild White Lotus vibes. So, this is going to sound really weird. There's only one dick in my fantasy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a one dick fantasy. And so, even if this was, like, some weird shit that wanted to happen, it's still only going to be one dick in my fantasy. Like, and what I mean by that is, though, that I don't care how much she still likes you as a person, get the fuck out. Like, there's a lot of get the fuck out here that I don't think we're taking into account.
14 years.
Yeah.
14 years ago.
Yeah. And it's funny because I have an ex-wife and I don't want to invite her to shit.
Yeah. I see my ex-husband at family events, but my children are also there, and it's like all my children and their cousins. It's not just
them
and some chick saying, we throwing a barbecue, come on through.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
You know, throwing a barbecue. You know, you can come by and get a plate. You know,
right.
I ain't that greedy. I feel beaches.
Right. I see my ex-wife at funerals and weddings. That's it. And we talked to the other motherfucking side first. Like, hey, wait. Are you inviting her or are you inviting him? I'm pretty sure she asked, are you inviting him? And I damn sure asked, are y'all inviting her?
Right.
Like, who all over there? That bitch over there? Because I ain't
right.
coming. Like, but,
I don't maybe do it. But yeah, she need to, my advice is you need to put your foot down as the, you know, one half of your relationship and let her know that, BK said in his fantasy, it's only one dick. And I thought that meant another dick, but we'll talk about that later. But let them know that, you know, the snapshots, the memories that y'all are making is going to be forever marred by the presence of your ex-husband. It's been 14 years.
So
let that motherfucker go.
Glenn, now you got to be fucking, what if you doing a, what if y'all doing a vow renewal and this nigga in the background of the photos? Like, how weird would that be? They got the picture of y'all at the altar. in the crowd, in the background, visible, is this nigga in the back. Like, that's some weird shit.
Yeah, and we need to talk to her and be like, why is it so important? And this is what be my question as the husband. Why is it so important that he fucking be here? Why is it so important to him?
So the vow renewal is not about the 14 or the 16-year-old at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, nothing relatable or nothing, you know. So, yeah, he definitely has to have a...
I'm triggered. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm fucking triggered.
As an ex-husband, why do you keep showing up at this shit?
I don't know. I'm fucking triggered. As an ex-husband, I'm goddamn triggered.
Yeah, help me in.
As an ex-husband, I'd be like, thanks for the invite, but nah, I'm good.
I'm triggered right now, and I'm triggered because I was asked about 6 months ago by my ex-wife that her current husband wants to talk to me to figure out how I dealt with stuff with me and her. And I was like, what the fuck? So this is what I'm... Exactly! Listen. You can have that bad luck. I don't need it. Like, but he...
Clearly, nothing I did worked, so why would you ask me for advice?
I don't know, but it was given to me, and I was like, what? It was to the point where I didn't know. I had to ask my therapist what to do, because I was just so fucked up about it. I was like, wait, what? So I'm triggered about this. I'm very triggered about this, because I deal with this shit.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2, 9, 2
Please do, before I get turned up. Call that bitch and cuss her up.
Don't do that. Here be asking, my mom and dad are divorcing after 50 years of marriage. I'm 55 and married myself and been so to my husband of 22 years, but I'm not sure why this hurts so much. My mom says my dad has never been a great husband, and she's tired of wearing the face of a woman that's happy. I've never seen them argue, but my dad provided us with the great love and opportunity. I'm the eldest of my four siblings, and it seems not to matter to either of them. I will say my dad can be a tyrant, and my mom is also very stubborn, but they seem happy. My younger sister has even offered to create her an online profile. My mom will be 72 online dating. No one in the family is taking this as hard as me, and I'm wondering why it is affecting me so much. Please help.
Well,
that's hard.
Relatable content. So my parents have been married 45 years.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And this happened, I would be irritated. I don't think I would be hurt because I'd be like, what is the fucking point after all this time?
Right.
But you have a right to be happy, so who are me?
Right.
But I wouldn't have her online. I would have her at some kind of, you know, senior,
right.
You know, gathering. Center
right.
So motherfuckers out in person.
Right.
So anything I think is wrong with this, they got her online. Take your mom. Don't let your mama be online. Take her around to some little senior event and let her get her geriatric swerve on. But I do understand why you're
hurt. More so than the mama is. Like, it's bothering her way more than the mom is.
Right.
So why are you trying to pimp your mama out?
Right. But this is the other sister trying to pimp her out online.
But, it's hurting the writer or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's hurting her, but, I mean, as far as you gotta let go and let God at this point. Like,
right.
These are grown people. These are self-actuating grown people. There is nothing that's going to reverse her decision because she has seen way more in that marriage on the inside than what you have seen. So, Gwen, you might know the term, Gwen, I'm mad about this because you might know the term. It's like when you have an idea what your parents are and it's not that, there's a term for it. I just don't know the
Yes, there's some kind of ideation.
Yeah.
You know, it's that magical thinking.
Yeah.
And she's not even reading what she wrote because she said they seem happy, but her mother told her
right.
she's sick of wearing the mask of a happy woman.
Right.
So why would you not want your mother to no longer have to? Do you know what it's like to wear a mask for 55 years? We only wore it for 2 years in COVID and y'all motherfuckers was going crazy.
Exactly.
Y'all lost y'all goddamn mind running around naked in Walmart with guns.
Right.
Because I'm fucking mad.
Right.
And she wore one for 55 years because that shit like a Jeep. Let her be happy.
Right. So, Gwen, because like you said, people were 45 years. When you got married, was your parents your example of being married? Like, was that your example, I would say, for lack of a better word? A blueprint. Blueprint.
They were not the blueprint, but
right.
my parents being married gave me desire to want to be married. Did I want the marriage that they had? No.
Right.
Did that encourage me to want to be married? Yes.
Gotcha. Because I see how in her head, her dad, the apple of her eye, her mom and dad dance on New Year's Eve, et cetera, and these images in your head when you're 10, 11, 12 stick with you forever, you know what I'm saying? So I can see where that will affect her because she only seen her mom and dad in a certain light. And so seeing her mom and dad, but also I believe she's married, she said 20 plus years. So is she foreshadowing? Like if we get to 50, he might want to leave me too or vice versa?
Spouse, and again, she didn't say what kind of relationship she had with her.
Right. But is she thinking if theirs don't work, mine can't work? You think she's thinking that?
Unless she's pretending to be happy.
But her mom wore the mask.
Right.
Right. And if she has to look within herself, am I wearing a mask? Am I truly happy or am I doing this for appearances? Some people get married just to say they got married.
True.
They didn't say they had a wedding, say they got a husband.
True.
You know, people get married for all kinds of different reasons.
Yeah, so I won't yuck nobody's young, but right. if she is following her marriage, I think she should just take consolation in that and let her mama live out her next, 10, 12 years, however years she got left.
It sounds like she needs, instead of writing a letter to the podcast, I think she should lay off somebody's couch for $150 an hour.
I mean, we always encourage
virtual appointments,
right? We always encourage their appointments.
But the idea is, get you a therapist, though, because it sounds like she needs to work out some other...
Yeah, she's internalizing
true.
What's going on.
And we do, on BS and Briefly, we are proponents of therapy, all sorts, child, adult, senior citizen. I think all Black people need therapy at some point. It should be part of our reparations.
Absolutely.
Just so y'all know. So BS and Breezy, we do. We're also going to have a therapist on our show to talk about our own shit. Yeah, we're going to have our own. We're going to have a therapist on the show. And then we're not going to tell her who life it is. We're just going to give her just therapist shit to deal with. I'm scared of her, so I keep putting her off. But, shout out to Monique.
We got one more, and it's a doozy. We got time?
Yeah, we got 17 minutes.
All right. This next one is, do I tell her no? You're BSing. My current fiance and I are getting married. Well, through college, I had a lesbian phase and ended up dating my now maid of honor and BFF for about 3 years. He knows I like women and have dated women, but he does not know who. She still has feelings for me and has told me so, but I love him and I can't live without him. I don't want to cut her out of my life because she's been my bestie and we have been through it all together. To make matters worse, him and her are almost like brother and sister. Let me read that again. To make matters worse, him and her are almost like brother and sister. They share jokes and laugh and have similar opinions and vibes. Part of the reason I love him. Just say that something in common. Him finding out that I dated and had a serious relationship with her could ruin it all, but I don't want to go into the marriage with lies pending. And any advice would be nice. I'm going to go last on this.
Go ahead, Misty. You got it first.
Hi. I don't know. She was before him. even though she's still in the picture, but not tied to her, like sexually or relationship-wise or whatever, it's not really a lie. He knows he's been with women. Just because he does not know the identity does not make it a lie. To the grave, bro.
So clearly you don't believe in lying by omission? Because that is lying by omission.
It's not.
I'm listening. How is it not lying by omission?
Unless he specifically asks her questions of the identity, meaning like specific, maybe, you know, do I know the person or whatever? But most times when you think of somebody's past, oh, you dealt with women before or whatever, you probably wouldn't think that it's somebody that
close.
He knows.
Okay.
So unless he specifically asks, like, you know, have you and her, apparently that's her best friend, you're going to say that,
yeah.
Have y'all ever, and if she said no, then yes, that's a lie. But if there has never been a question of the identity to be revealed of who it is, then no, it's not lying. Nigga, that was before you. Let go and let God.
Okay. I'm all in this mindset right here. Do you take it to the grave? I say yes. But if you got to tell them, you got to tell them. So here's the thing. Either you don't say nothing about it at all, ever again, or you tell them everything. You can't half-ass gray area this
right.
For me.
Exactly.
But me personally, my advice to her would be tell them. Couple things happen here. One, if it changes them, then you weren't in love. If it changes you guys, then the love wasn't there. And the love wasn't there because you operated loving me without knowing his knowledge. It's almost like you love me without knowing all of me. And so now that you know all of me, and if you don't love me now, then it's like you never love me anyway. So that would be best. The second part about it for me would be, and this is going to sound really, really bad, but it's got polyamory written all over it. So let's just see what happens one night when we drink. So there's that option too, if I may say so. Sounds greedy, but I think the girl, the way she wrote it to me sounds like he wants her cake and to eat it too. But I think he's masking it by saying, I want to stay with him. Because if she was a viable option, it would have been came out that this is competition. So at this point, I think she's over the lesbian thing, but I also think she's interested in both. So I think that there is a level of compromise that she wants him to have, but she knows he does not have, which is why she can't tell
him. Because if I'm not mistaken, did she not say, Gwen, that the best friend is still has feelings for her?
Yeah.
Okay, so to me, it seems like she's over it. But that's my best friend. They are still best friends or whatever, but the girl still has a feeling for her. The only risk that she's, you know, running the chance of happening is her being in her feelings, not the wife, the friend, is being in her feelings and revealing the shit, you get what I'm saying, to him or in front of him or whatever,
and
you know.
What happens when she can't take it no more and can't help herself or, you know, they get drunk one night and end up going at it.
Yeah.
And he walk in like, what the fuck?
Right. What's going on with her besties? Yeah. My last point before Gwen goes, I also think that she'd rather have it this way than lose both of them. So that's the other part about it. I don't think she can lose either one. So that's why the issue is that she can't lose either one, and she knows she's going to lose one when it all comes out. Either he's going to be like, I don't want you around her no more, or you lied to me, you love her, and then he's going to leave, and then she'll be stuck with just her.
So is this somewhat like the Whitney movie?
What
was
it?
I want to dance.
Oh, okay. All right, Gwen. Gwen, you got 12 minutes. Gwen, the floor is yours.
Well, I don't need the whole spill, but I'll be brief. Couple of key points here. Her best friend/maid of honor/ former lesbian girlfriend is still in love with her. So that would disqualify you from being my BFF. To say this was a dude and this was your boy BFF. You're talking about some, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be no, hey, bestie, hey, fam, hey, bro.
Yeah.
I know you want to slide your salami in my bologna. So let's call it what it is. In the words of the great Aretha Franklin, let's call this song exactly what it is. So I really think this is a case where you're going to have to tell the truth before any legal paperwork is involved, because after that, it becomes messier. It also leans on how well do you know your husband to be. Think about what would he say. And it, from your letter, it sounds like it's going to shut shit down.
Correct.
And if it's going to shut shit down before y'all get married, it's going to shut shit down after you're married. Marriage doesn't magically make all your problems go away.
Fact.
Okay? Just like it's like having babies
right.
and stuff like that. So you're going to have to keep it 100 with him. Otherwise, you're going to always be going, you know, looking over your shoulder, waiting for the bubble to pop. You know, in every single situation, just like the housing market, the bubble's going to pop at some point. She's going to be in her feelings
right.
one day and be like, well, we just got fucked. And blah, blah, blah. You can't you see how I love him? And it's going to pop because I know women. I am a woman. So I know how women operate.
It's going to come to a head, especially with matters
of the heart. It's going to come to a head. And she ain't going to be able to help herself. If she's been, you think everybody can keep it cute, you can take the risk. But I personally ain't going to risk that because why blow up my life like that?
True. Wait, what the fuck is that? Is that a bomb? Wait, is that a weed bong? What contraption is that in your hand, Gwen?
It's a microphone. It's a Yeti Nano.
Oh, that shit looks like a fucking spaceship.
I had to pick it up and talk my shit.
I like it. How do you want to rip it like that, son? So,
how you going to rip it?
So, Gwen, you're saying that he's not, you're saying that he, it sounds like he ain't going to play that shit. Which is true.
He's entitled to the truth. I don't know the dude, but he's entitled to the truth. She know him better than I do.
Right. And Sanine says, take that shit to the grave.
Listen, I ain't taking shit to the grave because when I die, Jesus is going to be looking at me like, you lying bitch, go to hell.
Yeah, true. Or you're going to have some
great wings. Talk to the Lord after.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that works when you premeditate it.
Well, I really premeditate. She's conflicted in her spirit.
Okay, she knows. In all honesty, Miss Lady Ma'am, about to be married, put yourself in his shoes. What if he was a bisexual man and his bestie / groomsman, best man,
yeah,
was still in love with him?
Would
you want to know?
You ruined it, Gwen. You ruined it all as that one.
Would you want to know?
God damn it, Gwen.
Would you want to know? How would they know?
Gwen.
No one's going to know.
Gwen.
Wait. I'm making too much sense, my bad.
Listen. First off, it made too much sense, first off. Secondly, and more importantly, that's it right there. If the roles were reversed, you damn right she would want to know. Matter of fact,
I demand reciprocity in all my relationships. Treat me how you want me to treat you, and we will be smooth as fuck. It's when people start acting brand new and insult my intelligence, when you give them chances, like T said, I gave you a chance to tell me the truth, and you chose to insult my intelligence. I'm fighting work. And before I fuck you up, I'm just going to disappear. Because to me, that's the greatest.
I just want to know what the extent of their conversation was about her being involved with the woman.
Well, she said it was 3 years. I mean, I'm saying, so she said she had a lesbian phase. So I don't know if that meant they were together for 3 years.
They were dating on and off, so that means they were each other's designated liquors for 3 years.
Designated liquors for 3 years. Yeah.
It was on the DL.
On the DL, yeah. Ah, you know what? When you flip the script, Gwen, and turn into guys, that makes it all,
different.
All different. Like, you know what? She got to tell everybody. Fuck that. She got to come forward. I was on the fence. Gwen has made me. I was in the gray area. Gwen has made me black and white.
I'm a Gemini. I'm
dual-minded.
You're welcome.
Gemini
season. Happy birthday, Pop. Pew, pew, pew.
It is Pop birthday.
Fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
No, my favorite Pop line is, I ain't a killer, but to push me, Revenge, like the previous joy next to getting pussy. My greatest favorite line. Followed by, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. But anyway, Mr. T.
Make sure your kids don't grow.
If y'all are not watching the video, Miss T is doing cocaine on camera right now. I don't know. She thinks a pixie
sticks. Sugar is
it's
like
okay.
Cocaine.
It's a pixie stick.
So theoretically, he's right.
She's doing booger sugar on camera right now, y'all.
No, it's throat sugar.
She called down.
Throat sugar.
Nobody else is paying attention. Miss T.
I don't like that thing. Oh.
Miss T.
I'm
is,
like, it's a pixie stick.
On Friday night at 11 o'clock, it's the pixie stick. I'm believing that. I'm believing that right now. That pixie stick came from a little short Mexican who pulled up at your house with a leather jacket on and some goddamn flip-flops.
My sister has candy. Look.
She got old-ass candy. What she do? She go to church. She Baptist. That old-ass candy.
She coaching.
She coaching.
No, my sister is a fellow Gemini to Gwen.
Gay.
So her birthday was June 3rd, and she turned 50 years young, and we had an 80s, 90s party for her. So that's where a lot of that old candy came from.
Miss T, you got about a minute. Tell people where to find you at, and then tell people, especially Mr. Greg, in Massachusetts, if you're ready to get sued out.
On Instagram, I am on Instagram under Miss T2478. M-S-T-E-E 2478. My picture is on there, so you know exactly who I am.
Wait. Are you still doing poetry?
I'm on a hiatus right now.
Okay. All right. This team isn't quite accomplished. I mean, we like people's talents out here, so, you know, anytime you want to do poetry, you can come on the show, give us something new. We love poetry. You know what I'm saying? Poetry Unplugged was a great place. I used to host sometimes. I also used to make fun of the nigga sometimes. So, yeah, it was a fun place.
When I come off my hiatus, I would love to come.
Well, that means she's coming off a 29-year-old's dick. She's coming to do some poetry.
That was
unnecessary. It was, but I just felt like saying it. I had to bring it back up again.
I do want to say I thank y'all for having me on the show.
Thank you.
I enjoyed myself. I had fun. I definitely had fun.
We're going to have you back with your 50-year-old sister. Put her in the camera. How she look? Because if Greg from Massachusetts don't want her.
They want to see how you look.
She's 50. You know, black don't crack at 50.
And she a Gemini. I know she's useful.
Don't do that. We're timeless. She doesn't look 50 at all.
Anyway, Gwen, next week we have part two of this. We got another guest on. Her guy was gay and all kind of other shit. It is extensive conversation we're going to have with that guy. This is part one of It Was All Good Until I Found Out. We have part two next week. And Gwen, we're also going to talk to some Generation Zers. And figure out how they live in life. Figure out why they think old heads are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about that show.
Never mind.
Great.
So we got a good, yeah. So thank you for accommodating us, Miss Endo. I know we normally film on Saturday, but a Friday night show feels good. So rub one out for yourself.
I appreciate it.
Make sure you're still have a lot of fun. And you take care of yourself.
Gwen.
Gwen, give us a quote before we go. Give us a quote, Gwen. Give us a Gemini quote, Gwen, right now. Come on. On the spot.
The Gemini quote, she put me on the spot.
Right on the spot, Gwen.
All right. Well, don't fuck around and be a faithful. Don't fuck around and find out. Use your mouth and let people know what it's about.
That's it. All right, we love y'all, man. Bree Hessen with Breezy. Right. Download it. Subscribe. We love y'all. Y'all don't fuck with us. We don't fuck with y'all. All right. Bye.
Bye.